This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 7, a passage through the sea. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 14 and Isaiah chapter 51. Was it not you, God, who cut Rahab to pieces? Was it not you who dried up the sea? God had set his people free from slavery in Egypt. And as they were traveling away, they came to a halt at the Red Sea. Then they were terrified as they saw that Pharaoh's army was pursuing them. But the Lord drove the sea back and turned it into dry land, so that his people could cross to the other side. Where else have we heard of a wind interacting with water? In Genesis 1 verse 2, God's Spirit hovers over the chaotic waters, preparing for his creation. Then, in Genesis 8 verse 1, God sends a wind to push back the waters of the great flood. Now here, God drives the sea with a strong wind to provide a way of deliverance for his people. And while Israel stands safe on the far bank of the Red Sea, the waters come crashing down on Pharaoh's army. God's rescue of his people is dramatic and momentous, and so is the symbolism of this event. Remember that Egypt is described as the great sea monster Rahab in other Old Testament passages. Here in Exodus, the sea is cut in two. And then, at God's command, the sea drowns the mighty Egyptian army. God has delivered his people, saving them from the destructive forces of this world. Freed from slavery, they are set apart to bring blessing to the world through God's promises.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.